This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Yeah, we're going to be speaking about the experience of miscarriage after 10. It's something that I think can be different for everybody. Some people bounce right back. Others find that they're shaken to their very core with an unexpressed grief. I wanted to share with you, I had 6 miscarriages between my first two children. They were all different. Some were far more traumatic than others, but they were all devastating in their own way. And then after those 6 miscarriages, we had Molly in 2011. And then a few years later, I lost another baby, later term at 16 weeks, just after I had started telling people I was pregnant. It was a really, really tough time. The grief was absolutely overwhelming. And even though the experience each time with each miscarriage was different, it was silence that for me was the hardest to bear. Now, one of the common experiences that people often do share is the hurtful things people say. And you might think, oh, well, you know, some people say, oh, well, you can't say anything. People are so sensitive. It's not true. The things that hurt are the things people say when they try and minimize it. They're trying to make you feel better as if it's not really a big deal. Things like, oh, you'll have another one, or it wasn't meant to be, or, well, at least you didn't know them, or maybe you wouldn't have coped with the baby. These sorts of comments. So you might be wondering, well, what is the right thing to say? Well, I actually think it's fairly simple. I think if you say something that's similar to what you would say if their grandfather had died, their auntie or their parents, something like that, just, I'm really sorry about your loss, or I heard you've been having a really tough time. I'm sorry to hear that. Is there anything I can do? Just a simple acknowledgement is really all it takes. And so I hope that's helpful. If you know someone who's going through it, don't say nothing. Don't say nothing. Don't pretend it didn't happen. Say something, but just something that expresses that they have experienced a loss and that it is a really tough time.
1 in 4 pregnancies will end in a miscarriage. And when that happens, it's not just a loss for the woman, but for the whole family. Choosing Hope is a walk of honour and remembrance to support families who've experienced the loss of a baby, either in pregnancy or infancy. Trish Thomas is the volunteer organiser of the event that's being run through Bears of Hope. Hi, Trish.
Hi.
Now, the experience of miscarriage, it can be so different for everyone, but also, you know, different even for the same woman. I know you've had 2 very different experiences. Can you share a bit of your story with us, Trish?
Yeah, sure. I had a miscarriage in 2015. It was a really upsetting and isolating time. But I didn't really share that with anybody. Just something that I went through myself, and then.
So people around you didn't really know that it was going on at the time?
No, not really. I mean, we had only just told our family, so we didn't really tell anybody else until a few months later that I found the courage to start to talk to people about it. And then last year I was actually pregnant again, and I was in a car accident and my unborn baby died from that. And so he was stillborn. He was 20 weeks old. So, yeah, I guess I've seen 2 faces to miscarriage, to infant loss, sorry, and both of which are heartbreaking and horrible. But the second was a lot more public, and a lot more people knew about it. Because we were so much further in, and the support was just totally, totally overwhelming and wonderful. We were really grateful for it.
So you received much better support the second time. Why do you think that was?
Well, the first time I was 10 weeks and not many people knew, and the second time I was halfway through my pregnancy and all of our family and friends knew about it. So, and I was in an accident, so they knew that I was so hurt and that I had the baby to lose, and it was a lot more obvious for people to know that what we had lost, I suppose.
And what difference did it make to you to have not only that, I guess, greater support, but also that acknowledgement of your loss?
It was profound, really, because it was so wonderful for people to say, "I'm so sorry, that sucks." They'd share their own story with me of their experience with maybe losing a baby or knowing someone that had lost a baby, or they would just, I have 2 living children as well, so they would, I remember one person just a couple of weeks ago said to me that I was a mum of 4, and it just took my breath away because she had acknowledged that I did have 4 children. You might only see 2, but it was really helpful. It helps the soul, it helps the heart when people make it known that those babies existed and they mattered to you.
Yeah. What inspired you to organise a public event like this?
Well, I didn't have anything really to show of my son's life. It was heartbreaking to go home empty-handed, I suppose, and I promised him that I would make his life matter. I would do something, although at the time I didn't know what it was. I wanted other people to be able to make that same acknowledgement, to say I had a baby and I lost the baby and I loved my baby and I'm not ashamed of my baby. And I wanted to be in a company of people that could have this discussion and have this support and know that they were not alone. As I kept sewing through that and working on it, I guess God just showed me a remembrance walk. And I live on the Central Coast and there's a beautiful big lake just down the road, and I thought, hey, maybe I could get people to, everyone loves the water, let's come to the water and walk and remember. It's pensive, it's peaceful, it's beautiful.
Bruce, do you think that having a public event like this, you know, just will help people to share more openly about their experiences?
For sure. I mean, on the actual day, absolutely, because you are in the atmosphere of it. People are happy to talk about it. They know that you have either lost a baby or you know of a baby that has passed away and that you miss that baby and you're grieving that baby. That's it, just talking. That's the big goal of this, is to talk about it so that people aren't feeling isolated and alone, and that they know that there's some people out there that can help and that they do have hope.
What will people actually experience if they come along on the day?
I mean, we'll start at the beginning. We go for a walk along the water's edge. We come to the end. There'll be a couple of stalls and some food places there. There's a little bit of a wait until everybody gets to the end. Then we have a remembrance service. And after that, we have a flower release. And that was really moving last year, because we speak out every baby's name that people are there for that day. So they will say it, and whoever's present for that baby will get up, they'll receive a flower, and they'll go over and release a flower on the lake. But a story I heard last year was that a lady had a miscarriage, and it really broke her at the time, but you know, it had been 10 years since it had happened, so it wasn't so much at the forefront of her mind and her heart. And she said to the person at the beginning of the walk who asked her for her baby's name, she said, I didn't name my baby, I didn't think about that. And the person said, oh, that's fine, you don't have to. And just having that opportunity to say, what was your baby's name, she felt so compelled to say, actually, I always did love this name, and I always thought if I had that baby, I would name it this name. And so she decided to unofficially, I suppose, name that baby. And so she wrote the baby's name down on that card. And then at the end of the walk, when they called out that baby, that was the first time she had ever heard anybody say that child's name. And she was really moved. It was very powerful for her. And lots of people who had gone through grief, one lady 35 years ago, she said, no one has ever said their baby's name. And she hadn't even said it out loud. And for that day, that moment, that was the first time she had ever heard somebody else say that name in reference to her child. And just, it was beautiful and so profound to hear this big release of people's emotion. You know, perhaps emotion they didn't know they had, or they thought that they had put to the side a long time ago. It moved them, and it helped them make sense of the pain. Mm. And they were in the company of people who just celebrated that baby's life and how important and valued it was.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for making this happen, Trish.
Oh, it's truly my honour.
Yeah, that's Trish Thomas. She's the volunteer coordinator of Choosing Hope. It's a walk of remembrance to support families who have lost a baby. The walk will be held on the Central Coast at Saltwater Reserve along Jetty on Sunday, October 15, which is Pregnancy and Infant Loss Day. It's from 2:30 p.m. You do need to register. To find out more, you can visit bearsofhope.org.au. That's bearsofhope.org.au, and click on events.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.